Very good. Mara says now, Tana was learned like this. What was wrong with this girl? She had a fake tooth she had. Said Ran, she lost a tooth. And they put in a fake tooth in her mouth. And vice versa, it didn't look so nice, Mr. Tom, it looked ugly. And Rabbi Shmuel took out of his own money and put in there a golden tooth. That's how he made it look nice. That was the story. That's how Rabbi Shmuel made it look nice. So, Kishachar Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel died, Posachalai Yusaf Dona. A Safdim is a person, a professional maspid, the person that gives us paid him, a professional one said, Hochi, that Veloisi Yisroel, our Rabbi Shmuel Bechina, Hamabishchem, that he put clothing on you. In other words, in this case, he made the Jewish girls look nice. Hohu, what's happened the case? The Omalalad Vesua. A man said to his wife, Koinein, Shiat Nenesli, I'm making an this and neder that you, my wife, can't have any enjoyment from me. Ad Shetatime, Tavshilcha, L'Rabbi Yehuda, L'Rabbi Shimon. Until you give from the food that you make to Rabbi Yehuda and to Rabbi Shimon. That's what this man said. This man said to his wife, I'm making this a neder. You can't have enjoyment from me until you give food to eat, your food, to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Stam, the wife, went and gave it to them. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda toyin. Rabbi Yehuda went to eat the food. Omri said like this, Kal v'choyma, Uma lasa sholem ben ishti ishtoi, Omri Torah. Madach you see in the Torah one so important that there should be peace between the man and his husband and his wife. The pasuk says by Yisaita Shemisha Nichta Begdusha Yim Chalamayim Amorim. When you have a Saita, the lacher is a Megillah Sefer, they write up the Psukim on the Megillah, and then they take this Megillah and they put it into the water of the Mehamorim. And in this Megillah is Hashem's name. So by putting Hashem's name into the water, you're dissolving Hashem's name. K'mar Nisa to dissolve Hashem's name. Still, the Sufik, that we say what? That Hashem's name that was written in Kedusha, Hashem gives permission to erase his name. And even though it's only a suffix, when she drinks this mehamorim, what's going to happen? The Anisa from Yudis said, Allah has come to the Kama. For sure, me alone. If it's only a question of why I should eat from the food that she's given me, for sure I'll eat from it. In order that there should be shalom. In other words, she didn't want the wife to be also to have enjoyment from her husband. She wanted that as well, that the wife should be able to enjoy your husband. Say if Rabbi Yehuda went and did her a favor like, and ate from the food. Rabbi Shimon though held the opposite. No, Rabbi Shimon loy toyim. He did not eat from this food. Omri said like this, Yimoysel kol b'nei amona. Let all her children die. V'yal yizon Shimon, and v'al yizon Shimon m'koymoy. And Shimon should not move away from his place. Guess it should be ki hechi to loyalis ragli leminder. Hahu. Leminder. And the reason why Rabbi Shimon was so stark, was so strong, because he didn't want people to make nedarim. In other words, he didn't want the husband to get away so easy, as if to say that he'll eat from it, and therefore the neder doesn't take place. Because if he was going to eat from it, then what the husband would do is, he'd go on the rest of his life making more nedarim. It's like he wanted to teach the husband a lesson, therefore he did not eat, but the neder should be chal. The wife will be in trouble, so maybe he thought that there'll be matter the neder later, but Akoponim, he held it was not kedai for him to eat from this food. He wanted the husband to learn a lesson that the husband should not go, kesei continue to make nedarim. Hahud was a man, the Yomel Adveisua. He said to his wife, Koinem Shiat Nenesli, I'm making an issa neder that you cannot have any enjoyment from me. Achetaroiki boy, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, until you go and spit on Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, sugar the man. That's what the man told his wife, though.
All right, turn on.
Told his wife that, I'm making a net that you can't have any enjoyment from me until you spit on Reb Shimon Gamliel. So what did she do, Osos? She talked to Cain. For Rokoko al Vusheho. That she spit on Reb Shimon Gamliel's clothing. And the vast gear series Vishaya. And if so, the net was muta. Oh, Malay Ravacha Medifta Ravina. Ravacha said to Ravacha Medifta said to Ravina, for a high Lizilusa Kamechavin. Lechura, the husband wanted that the wife should be Mazalzal and Mishim Gamliel. In other words, she had to spit on him alone. And how come you've taken away the neder if she only spit on his clothing? Omalai, she said back, no. Merik al-manit of Shimon Gamliel, zilusa rapsahi. That that she spat on the clothing of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that is also a tremendous zilzul. Tremendous yumazalzul in the cover of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that's enough to be matter this neder. Agav, though, we see the titkis of Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he didn't say anything. All he did is he just told you, you know, now your neder is mutter. So that the Yalsis Chasidus, he didn't say anything back. Right. Hahu, another case was that a man told his wife, Koinein, Shiat Nenesli, I'm making on this a neder that you can't have any enjoyment from me. Mum until you show your mum. Mum Yofa Shebecho, I want you to show the mum that you have to Rav Shimon to Rav Shmuel. So Ran says, Amum Shetiroi Mum Almana Shetira Mum Yofa Shebecho. Osra Bahanosoi, Emlatukhalaharoi Shum Dovin no bo Rav Shmuel. Rav Yasi, I want you to be able to show something nice to Rav Shmuel. If you can't show him anything nice, then there's a neder. Mum kumoyim oyim. I want you to show anything to her. So he said was, again, I'm making this a neder that you can't have a German for me. Until you show something good about you to Rav Yishma Rav Yosi. Is Omalem, they said to him, Shema Rosh no, maybe your hair is nice. Omalai Sagalgal, maybe your head is nice. They said, no, your head is round. Marsh is not so nice. Shema Sara no, maybe she has nice hair. Marsh said, no, Doimel Anitze Pishtin. Her hair was like flax, like a bunch of flax. Kitsch, she didn't have nice hair either. Shema Ner Nois, maybe she had nice eyes though. Truth they saying, they weren't nice eyes. The Rashulan Zagulis, they were round eyes. Shema's ner nice, maybe her ears were nice. Kfula saying they were folded over. Her ears weren't nice either. Shema choitmano, maybe she had a nice nose. Balomhu, Rashi Sosim with a closed nose, wasn't good either. Shema shifsoseh nois, maybe chacha lips were nice. Others saying they were fat, thick lips, weren't nice lips either. Shema tzavorano, maybe at least she had a nice neck. Shoketu, wasn't a nice neck either. Rashi cuts a very short neck she has. Doesn't look nice. Shema Krisa, no, maybe your stomach was nice. Savu was blown up, fatty. No good. Nafuach, blown up stomach. Shema Ragle, nice, maybe your feet were nice at least. Rechoivas Kishel Avza, they were wide like a duck. That's the way her feet were. She didn't have nice feet either. Shema Nuno, Shema Shmono, maybe at least she has a nice name. Maybe Chod will find something nice here. Lechluchla Shmo, her name was Lechluchlis, means dirt. That was her name. Omalahen, they said to her already, if so, Yofa, they said to her, Yofa Kuran Islachluchis. If so, we finally found something good about you. You know what's good about you? It's good your name. It's good that they call you dirty, because that's all you are. So they found one thing good about her, their name is called Lachluchis. Shim Lachluchis per Mumin, because she's all dirty, full of Mumin. If so, Visharya, and then Takalimata. But the Issa Neder was, the best you could find, again, the case was again, the husband said a nissa neder to his wife, that you're also to have a German for me, unless you could show one thing good to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. One thing nice about you. Yeah, that his wife, he said. So his wife went to Rabbi Shmuel to try and find something nice. And the only thing nice they could find in Nevada was her name, and he was Matura. So Ron says, also, the reason why the Gemara brings down the Smaisa Zikr is to show the titkis, the chsidus of Rabbi Shmuel. The way he didn't make fun of her, and he went back to take it seriously to make Sholem Benish Lishtoi. He didn't make a joke out of it, but he wanted to be matter of this isha. So therefore he went and tried everything till he finally at least found one thing good about her. Chachi she found the name is good. What? The husband, he wanted that the husband should be mutter to his wife. So if Shmuel made her Sholem there. Obviously the man married him, it's time he liked her.
He didn't have to live with her, so what is it?
No, that he took it seriously, otherwise he could have just thrown her away. Hahu bar Bovel. There was a man from Bovel. To Solok Laran de Yisrael, he went up there to Yisrael. Nosa Visisli married a lady. Omaloi said to her, Bishilili Trey Talfi, cook for me two talfi, two pots. Bishalei trei talfi. Omalei bishalei trei talfi. Bishalei trei talfi. Baskiris is trei talafchi. It wasn't talfi, it was talafchi. She cooked for him two different things, Bekitza. It wasn't talafi, it was talafchi. Is talafchi is the hooves of an animal. That's what she cooked for him. Trei talafchi. Rosachalos, he got very angry at her. Lamacha tomorrow, next day, Omalei said to her, Beshilali geruya, cook for me this type of a bean, geruya. Bishalei geruya. She cooked for him this bean. Omalo, zili aisali trei butzini. Go bring me two avtichim, the Ran says, two type of melons. Ozlas viaisale trei shargi. She brought him two neris instead. They understood one another, Ostam she was bad. They couldn't understand the language. So she brought him something else. He asked for two melons, and she brought him back two candles. Omar lo, zilu go tavri yasun al reisha debova. Go break these two candles you have in hand by the doorstep. So he just said al reisha debova, on the doorstep. Have a Yosef Baba ben Buta ababa. Now who was sitting by the doorstep? Punkra Baba ben Buta, he was sitting there. So the lady, the wife, understood that what the husband meant to say is, break these two candles on his head. His name is Bubba, and he said, go to the Bubba. So he meant to go and break these two candles on his head. So, v'kodoyin dina, he was sitting outside of a doorpost, and he was in the middle of passing the Shiloh. He was having a din Torah there. So Ozlas, this lady went to the doorpost and saw Bubba there. He took the two candles, and you took them and knocked them over his head and broke the candles on his head. Oh my lord, maha dein diavdus. So again, this mice is brought down to show the chassidus of Baba and Buta. He didn't yell at her, he didn't get angry at her. He just asked her, what's going on here? What do you do? Oh my lord, she said, kach tzivoni bali. This is what my husband told me. My husband told me, go to the Baba and break these candles over there. Oh my, so he didn't get angry, he just said back to her, ata sisir tzoyin balcha, very good. You did what your husband told you to do. If so, hamokim yaitzim imcho shnei bonik kebobe babuta. You should be zeicha to have tzadikim for children. So Ran says, kagoyin treitnye, v'aisi hoch hayuvda liashminin chasiduso the baba ben buta. Tells us the chasidus of the baba ben buta that he did not get angry at the lady, but adarabba, again, in order to keep sholem benish liyishtoi, all he told the lady was, go home and tell your husband, very good, you did what he told her. Now at this, he could have went and yelled at her, and she would go home and yell at her husband and make a whole fight. And then there'll be the opposite of Sholem. So he was a chosid and didn't mind what happened to her, and just told her, listen, you did what your husband told you, very good, go home. And at this, there'll be Sholem bayis. So you see the chassidus of Baba ben Buta. That's why the Gemara's brought down the mice before also. Show the way these tzaddikim acted, and they'll do things in order that they should remain sholem ben ish l'ishtoi. Hadron Alecha, Rabbi Lazar. Okay.
You hold them by the 10th parak. Here, the Samach of Vov and Mabez, the bottom. Mishnah says, Nara Hamarosa. You have a Nara, that's a girl that's only 12 years old. She's not 12 and a half yet. And she's Hamurosa. I mean, she has Kedushin. She got married. They didn't make Nisuyin yet. They only had Kedushin. That's called the Nara Hamurosa. So the Locha is, Oviha Ubaila Mefirin Nedareho. If this girl makes a Neder, so the Locha is like this. Before she gets married, calls the man, she's a Ketana, or even when she's a Nara, the father could be made for her Nedarim. If she makes a Neder, the girl, the father has a right to say, when he hears about it, that he doesn't like this Neder, and he could be made for the Neder. You don't have to go to a Chocham. That's a new Heter, the Torah says, a Din HaFara. HaFara applies either to a husband. A husband could be made for his wife's Nedarim, or else a father could be made for his daughter's Nedarim when she's a Ketana or when she's a Nara. But here what happened was, this Nara got married. Now she's not completely in a husband's Rishus. They didn't make Nisuyin yet. She's still like a little bit in a father's Rishus, and she's also a little bit in a husband's Rishus. because she got married to him already, but they didn't make Nisuyin yet. So therefore the Mishnah says both of them have a right to be made for Nedarim. And then the Mishnah explains, what about